I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Love of the Star. I am Bobby Belt, joined as always by former NFL scout, Super Bowl winning NFL scout. I always got to put that in there.
Long time ago, Robert.
It doesn't matter. It's you. You have won a Super Bowl more recently than these Dallas Cowboys, Brian.
That's true.
So you can one up them. So how
at the same time, I got my ass kicked a lot by these Dallas Cowboys. So yeah, to get one out of that era, man, you kind of thought. I'll tell you what, real quick, Bob. Mm-hmm. When that Carolina, I remember Bob Harlan, the president of the Packers. Dallas was playing in Carolina, and we were playing the 49ers. And I remember Mr. Harlan, the president of the team, and he goes, man, we're finally going to get Dallas here in a championship game. We're finally going to get to. And I looked at him. I said, Mr. Harlan, no disrespect, sir, but we have never beaten the Dallas Cowboys since I've been here. And I go, I don't know. I would rather take my chances with the Carolina Panthers, who are an expansion team and all that. But, yeah, when it was funny because when that team lost in Carolina, it was almost like Troy Aikman at the end just gave up. It's mm-hmm. like – the interception, the injuries were hitting. It was just really the shell of a team is really what it was. So, it was kind of in a way, it was good for the Packers and the 49ers and others because that team, I think that team, the way it was structured, man, it could have just kept going and going and going if egos just wouldn't have gotten the way there for sure. That was a tough team to play. That Dallas team, those teams were tough. We had no problem with San Francisco. We had huge problems with the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm curious, from your perspective, being in those NFL, you know, discussions, those team discussions and understanding where you are, you know, when teams walk into, we always hear teams talking so optimistically, we think we match up well, blah, blah, blah. Do teams know a lot of times when they head into a game, like, we're not going to win this game? Do they have that consciousness?
Yeah. Great example. When we beat San Francisco, you know, it's a huge upset, you know, for us to go and win the game. And then the championship game, we've got to go to Dallas to play. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking past Reggie White's locker in Candlestick Park. And, you know, everybody was excited and motivated and, you know, yeah, we're going to play the Cowboys, you know. And Reggie White was just peeling his tape off. And I go, Rev, what's up? You good? He goes, nah, not really. And I go, well, we just won. You know, we're going in NFC championship game. He goes, got to play Eric Williams. He goes, I don't like playing Eric Williams. I just don't like playing Eric Williams. And I started to think about it. And that's the first time that I ever saw Reggie White not be enthusiastic about playing a football game. He knew what he was up against playing against a guy like Eric Williams, who wasn't a conventional offensive tackle at all. Eric was a puncher, a grabber, thumb in the eye guy, thumb in the throat, grab the neck, punch in the ribs. Eric wasn't a traditional tackle. And Reggie always felt like if he played against a guy that kind of was a traditional player, that he would always have a really good chance of having success. But with Eric, it was totally different. Eric would do anything to win on that rep. And again, I've never seen the great Reggie White just just, you could tell, I mean, he was so down about having to play against this guy. And that's, but that's, that was the Cowboys in whole. That was the Cowboys of the early 90s that you knew when you were playing them. Yeah. Okay. Well, you stop Emmitt. Oh, great. They throw the ball to Michael Irvin for, or they throw it to Alvin Harper, or they throw it to Jay Novacek, or they, Daryl Johnston gets something. I mean, when you felt like you stopped one, you had five or six others that you had to deal with, whether that was offensively or defensively. It was just a terrible, terrible matchup for us in Green Bay.
And it's funny you bring up Eric Williams, because I think a lot of this offseason for the Cowboys was, obviously, I mean, Eric Williams, pre-car accident in 1994, he was a Hall of Fame tackle. And so we're not talking about necessarily, well, we want to go out and acquire a bunch of Hall of Famers. But I think a big push for the team this offseason was, let's acquire nasty, like Eric Williams. Not that they had Eric Williams in mind, but that's the type of player they were really looking for this offseason. I think they want meaner, they want tougher, they want nastier. And I want to kick off today this, you know, as we open up, I want to talk about some of these positions that we think are actually unsettled, where there's real competition and where there isn't. I know that you feel like if Tyler Smith doesn't start at left guard, you would like him to have a competition at right tackle. I know that's what you'd like. Do you actually think the Cowboys would open it up, though? Because I have a feeling like that's Terrence Steele's job, and I don't think they're opening that one up.
You know what, though, Bobby? I don't want the learning curve. Okay, if Tyler Smith has to step in and play left tackle, I don't want it to be because it's cold. It's just a cold, you know, wait, we're in week seven, you know, Tyron Smith, lower back tightness, didn't practice all week, going to miss game, going to miss another game, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want Tyler Smith to have to step in there and that be his first start. I really don't. Me personally, I think that Tyler Smith is a better player than what Terrence Steele is at tackle. Terrence Steele has come a long, long way, you know. But to me, Terrence Steele doesn't have any competition at tackle. You know, we'll see what with Ball and Let's Go and those guys. We'll see. But there's really not any competition for him at head spot. And if they're going to go ahead and make if you're comfortable with Terrence playing right tackle, which they obviously are, make some competition over there, but make it to a point where Smith's getting work at left guard. If he doesn't win that job at left guard, make him the swing offensive lineman. Other than the center part, other than center, he could play all the spots. Okay. So to me, I'm making it a competition, and if he can win the job at right tackle, I think that's good for the team, because then when all of a sudden, if things break down in week seven, week eight, week nine, then it's not, oh, well, now we've got to plug in a rookie and hope for the best who sat on the bench and active for 8 weeks. Get him ready to go. I would rather see Terrence Steele be the backup swing tackle personally than I would Tyler Smith. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I see the angle. I think the Cowboys held their – they feel like they held their competition for Steele last year. And I think they feel like he won the job last year and now it's his. And the competition is done there. Not that it's, you know, he's at a level of like Tyron Smith where it's that's his job all the time. But I think they just feel like we've committed to him. And you know, we let Lyle Collins go and we're committing to Terrence Steele as our right tackle. And if we need to evaluate it at the end of the year, fine. But I think for now, this year, they're heading into it saying that's his job.
They let – maybe I'm out of place here. They let Lyle Collins go because they didn't trust him. Mm-hmm. That's why they let Lyle Collins go. You know, the whole thing with the drug testing, you know, coming in shape. You know, I mean, he was in great shape last year, but, you know, maybe they're ahead of the game. I mean, his salary is not that huge or wasn't that huge. And they, you know, thought, well, we'll play him at guard. And then, but you and I talked to people throughout the year. What were they worried about?
The bend.
Couldn't bend.
Yep.
So now you have the manipulation of the drug testing stuff. and then you have a player that can't bend, and then you probably got Joe Philbin going, well, hey, man, this kid, you know, we won games with Terrence Steele playing right tackle. We won like seven games with him playing right tackle. We could be fine with that. We don't need Lyle Collins. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you just worry about. You know, you just worry about coaches making decisions, and then all of a sudden those coaches are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those coaches are gone. I guarantee you if there was somebody else other than Joe Philbin here.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I could say this with certainty. I'm going to say this with my chest. I think Lyle Collins is probably still here.
I think there's a good chance of that. Now, like we said, there were some issues there that weren't totally just related to Steele's presence and Philbin's. I mean, the suspension was a big deal. Not just the suspension, but that he fought the initial offer. And by the way, the person advising him to fight that initial offer and then ultimately getting suspended longer was Peter Schaefer, who they had a bad interaction with Randy Gregory over the year. And, you know, quickly, in the span of about a month, they purged all three players on their roster who were represented by Peter Schaefer. Yeah. But when we look at this, I mean, obviously we referenced there that Tyler Smith and Connor McGovern, that's kind of, I think, the highlight point of where the competition is on this entire roster, like the starting job that's most up for grabs. I got a couple others that I think we're looking at here. I think wide receiver 3 is a competition, and that'll go into the season because once Gallup is back, it's okay, Tolbert or Washington, who's got that gig? I think you've got right defensive end. That is, I think, likely Dante Fowler, but I mean, there could be some, you know, competition there for Dorrance Armstrong, or if Sam Williams shows, you know, that he's progressing well, he could be in there. And then to an extent, free safety. Now, they rotate free safety a lot. They rotate their safeties in a lot. They play 3 safeties. A lot of times last year, you saw 3 safeties playing over 50% of the snaps. And that sort of rotation is also why I didn't really include linebacker, because I think while Parsons is the hard one, you've got Vander Esch and Cox, and that's 3 right there, but you often play with 2, so that one's a little more wiggly and tough to like nail down as a competition. But Brian, do you think we're on the right track? Those are the starting jobs that are up for discussion, really, are left guard, wide receiver 3, right defensive end, and free safety.
Did you not think about 3 technique at all?
I did, but I feel like I looked at both the defensive tackle spots, but I felt like, man, I think there is a little bit of a default here to Gallimore and Odighizuwa, I think. And so I even though there may be, I think it's as much of a competition as potentially center is. I don't know how much they're actually going to push Biotish.
Okay, then they're sending us a message about Dan Quinn getting Golston ready, Chauncey Golston to play 3 technique.
Yeah.
Something's going on there.
Yeah.
You don't move a guy that you would think is the backup. I would think that the closest thing to the type of player you have at left end would be Chauncey Golston. I don't think he's a dynamic pass rusher, but I think he plays the run really, really well at the point of attack, you know? So I'm kind of interested why they would move a potential backup to Tank Lawrence to 3 technique. They, you know, is something going on there with Tristan Hill? We kind of feel like this might be his last campaign unless something happens. You know, you've mentioned, you know, you've also mentioned, you know, somebody with Oso Odighizuwa, you've mentioned him.
Gallimore
as well. I don't know. I think that they're trying to tell us that let's play a couple of guys. Let's play 3 guys at the 3 technique and see which one of these guys really, really shows up. The Neville Gallimore, I'd love to believe that Neville Gallimore is going to be a guy that's going to step in and be a real difference maker. The problem is every time I do that, he gets hurt or something happens. It's a knee, it's an elbow. Something happens to where he's not in the picture. And I think that they're worried about that spot. I really, really do. I think the right defensive end, I think you're on to something there for sure. Fowler, I kind of feel like that they're going to see Fowler maybe as a specialist. Mm-hmm. You know, does
the
Armstrong,
DPR, the DPR, the designated pass rusher.
Yeah. Yeah. Does Armstrong, does, you know, Williams, do those guys get the lion's share of the work? And then the third down, say the nickel rusher, designated rusher, could that be Fowler? Could that be Parsons? You know, yeah. I think as much as I've liked to watch the defensive line practice, I think they've got the best combinations of guys of all the positions that we're dealing with right now.
A lot of things to consider here, just with the starting positions, how the rotation will go. And a lot of times, as we know, I mean, who's starting is a little bit trivial compared to who's getting most of the reps or who's playing when and where. And so I think that, you know, when we talk about starter, we're just talking about basically like who are your guys, maybe not who's starting the game, but is like Fowler in there getting the reps when the game matters at right defensive end. So that's more of what we're talking about. Bobby Belt here with Brian Broaddus on Love of the Star. As a reminder, the Love of the Star is an Odyssey podcast and can be found on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.